it's very simple. Okay, it's very simple to tell if you have a gluten issue. I just find out, do they have white hair? White hair is not due to age, it's due to nutritional deficiencies. And you're 12 years old and you got white hair. You're 25 years old, you got white hair. It's not age, it's due to nutritional deficiencies. You have a gluten issue. Asthma is secondary to gluten. Lupus, there's no such thing as an autoimmune disease. Lupus is a gluten issue, okay? And you cannot absorb nutrition, and so you wind up with all these skin issues, which, you know, rosacea on the face and psoriasis and all that kind of stuff. All those things are due to gluten, so you cannot absorb nutrition. And gluten is a terrible thing. We should box up all the gluten in America, and all the products that are made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and give it to the medical system.
A lot of kids are allergic to gluten, too, aren't they?
Well, there's an allergy, but there's gluten sensitivity, which is not an allergy. Gluten is a very irritating substance. It has all kinds of chemicals in it, naturally, that actually kill your lining of your intestine. Your intestine should look like a shag rug. All the finger-like villi increase your absorptive surface by 98%. Which is 3 to 6 months on gluten, your intestine will look like a plastic tube. You lose 90% of your absorptive surface. And many people will not show a gluten-positive test, even though they don't have any villi left in their intestines. Okay, and they have celiac disease, they have Crohn's disease, they have diverticulitis. And I have to tell you that everybody with osteoporosis of the skull and everybody with MS, multiple sclerosis, has celiac disease. So you know they have a gluten problem. And I'm going to eliminate MS, multiple sclerosis, within weeks. I already know the cause, prevention, and cure of MS now is not an autoimmune disease. And again, as I said earlier in the show, medical doctors have given up using the term autoimmune. They're now going with metabolic syndrome, okay, because they know I'm going to get them if they keep talking about autoimmune. They know I'm going to get them if they keep talking about genetics. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. I proved that by getting rid of cystic fibrosis, by getting rid of muscular dystrophy, and the mothers weren't laying on the babies, which doctors said. Everybody believed in. The mothers were laying on the babies. I don't know how many thousands of women committed suicide because their families were after them because they laid on their babies and suffocated their babies. That wasn't true.
Oh, horrible stuff.
All the babies were dying in the cribs. I'm the one that made them change the name to crib death because the babies were dying in the cribs. They weren't being laid on by their mothers.